Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kilstein. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're holding a Nedarim Daf Lamed. But first, I want to be mashlim something from yesterday's Daf, and that is the topic of Kosa Kinyanai by Asiyas Shebedibor. What's Kosa Kinyanai? Kosa Kinyanai says that when a person does a Maisa La'achazman, that he does a Maisa Kinyan now, that the Chaloisa Kinyan is only going to be later on. So the halacha is that not always does the ma'isa work. Rather, the halacha is that the ma'isa has to still be around in some way or form at the shas ha'chalos. What does that mean? So the Gemara is mechala between different kinds of kinyanim. That by kesef, so the Gemara says by us, that if a person does a kesef right now, he gives a kesef over to his friend, even if at the shas ha'chalos, the kesef isn't around, but nevertheless, because the shibur ha'mois, because if the kinyan wouldn't take effect, then the person would have to give back the money, because the giving of the money was mechayev of the person to give back the money. That's called the shibur hamayis, is still around, and therefore the echo of the mayis is still around b'shas hachalois, and it's not considered kosa kinyani. By shtar, the same thing is true, that if a person gives over a shtar, so the shtar is still around at the shas hachalois. However, by other kinyanim, like chazaka, by chalipin, then there's going to be a problem of kosa kinyani, and therefore these kinds of kinyanim can only be done b'shas ma'aseh, and a person can't say that he wants these kind of asiyas to be meichel la'achazman. So now the Gemara by us had told us that according to Bar Pada, so a person is making a chalais hektish of an oilo la'achar lamed, and it's chal if he didn't turn it into a shlamim before that. To which the Gemara says that's pshita. If that's the whole chiddush, then Bar Pada doesn't need to tell us such a thing in a mishnah in a braisa. So the Ran has a question here, and that is, that why is the Gemara ask pshita? That l'chura, this braisa is very necessary, because there is a very big chiddush. In fact, he doesn't understand why it's true. That why is it so pasha to the Gemara that if a person makes a hektish la'achar lamed, that it's going to be chal, why shouldn't we say that it's kosa? Because the ma'isa kinyan of the hektish is the dibur, and la'achar lamed at the shas ha'chalois, so the dibur isn't around anymore, so we should say kosa kinyanai. And for Turan, that the Gemara already knew at this point what the Maskanas of Gemara is going to say, that we say Amirasa L'Gavaya, and because there's a klal of Amirasa L'Gavaya, Kamisirasa L'Hadyat, so that overcomes the issue of Kalsa Kinyane. So the stipler in Gittin, Simon Yudches, so he's Mochiach from the Ran, that even though Hektish is Nasiyah Shebedibur, nevertheless, the Ran was bothered by this issue that we should say Kalsa Kinyane. And he's Mitzayin that Rebbe Kveger in Kama, Simon Kuf Mem Dalid, seemingly says Nishtazay. Over there he says, it's really a tshuva from Shlomo Eger, that he seems to want to say that by any asiyas shebedibor, there's no issue of kosa kinyani. What's his raya? He brings a raya from Hafara. The Gemara says later on, daf ayin bezim abez, that a baal who's being mefer nidre ishtoi, that there's a tzad in the Gemara that he can only be mefer that once he heard the neder, but before he hears the neder, he can't be mefer. But nevertheless, the Gemara is mevor that a baal can make a hafara even before he heard, and he says lekishmano, that I want the hafara to be chal once I hear. Says Bikveger that how could that be chal? Hare, there's a problem of kolso. Elamai zot Bikveger that we see from here that by asiyos shebedibur there's no issue of kolso kinyane. So to which the stipler says that luchura we see from the Ran not like Tiveri Bikveger. The stipler is also mitzayin that Tosis in Nevamos Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph is speaking about asiyas truma la'achazman, where that a person is doing an asiyas shebedibur, and over there also Tosis asks why don't we say kosa kinyanai, and it answers the same answer that by truma we also say amirasa legavayak misirasa lahadjet, but zok the stipler that we see from Tosis that it wasn't pashut to Tosis like Rikveger says that anything that a person does bedibur, there's no issue of kosa kinyanai. But rather, there is an issue of kosa kinyanai by dibur, just like all other asiyas that a person can do. So lemaise, legabe the raya of Reb Kveger, so in the Birkas Shmuel, Reb Ochber and Simon Chavches, his mitzayin, that the Ran over there, it's not so pashut how he understands that Gemara. The Ran over there has two tzadim, what's happening when a person is making a hafara l'kishmaina. His suffix is that when is the hafara actually chal? His suffix is that maybe that once I hear, then we say that the hafara is really chal mafreya. Now, if the hafara is going to be chal mafreya, then there's no issue of kosa kinyanai, because kosa kinyanai is only when a person is making an asiyah that the chalois is going to be later. But according to the tzad and the ran, that the hafara is really chal mafreya, then the kasha of a kveger hepnish don, and avada, we can't prove from that gemara that by asiyas shebadibra that there's no issue of kalsa kinyani. So b'pshuta, it would seem that be'emes, there's a machlekes here. The be'emes, the shayla of a kveger, if we say kalsa kinyani by asiyas shebadibra, is really tali in these two tzalim in the Ran, and how to learn that gemara in Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Now, to understand what the machlekes is, so Reb Shimon, in Simon Chav Beis in the Darim, so he's masbir the tzad that we shouldn't say kalsa kinyani by asiyas shebedibra. So Reb Shimon, that the only time that we say there's a problem of kalsa kinyani is only when a person is doing a maisa. However, Zakh Reb Shimon, that when by asiyas shebedibra, so it's not the pshat that the amira is a maisa kinyan, but rather what's an amira? Amira is a gili ratzon, that the ikar of the amira is that I'm just telling the world what's inside my heart. But it's not that the akimas fasayim of the dibur is a maisa which is being payal achalais, but rather it's the rotzon which is being payal achalais, and the rotzon, it doesn't pass kolsa on a rotzon. Why? Says Reb Shimon, because the rotzon is always there until a person is oikeret defayal, and there's no physical rotzon in the first place that we should say that it's not here anymore. Al pi divrei Reb Shimon, we can understand very well what the tzad to be chalik on that. Dehainu, that the shayla is by asiyas shebedibur, that how is the asiyah working? Is the pshat that the amira is merely a gili ratzon, like Reb Shimon says, or maybe not? Maybe the pshat is that when a person does an akimas vasayim, so the dibur is a maise, which is meichel achalais. That it could very well be that this is dependent on the different stadium in amirasa legavaya. That we saw in the last year that amirasa legavaya, there's a tzad to say that the whole concept of Amirasa Legavaya is based on the idea of Maitzvah Sasecha Tishmar. And if that's the case, then it's mistabe that Maitzvah Sasecha Tishmar is a din in the Bitis Vasayim of the Neder. And therefore, it's very possible that the Asiya of Hekdish is the Dibur is a Maitzvah which is Mechal Achalais. And therefore, it makes sense to say that there should be a problem of Kalsa Kinyane. That to bring out this point a little bit further, that There's a famous question that Tosfos asks in different places, and that is that the Gemara says that if a person wanted to make a chalois truma, but by accident he said meiser. So the Gemara says that lo yamar klum, that because there's a halacha of people leave a shoven. So frek Tosfos akasha, that who cares that you said the wrong thing, but it should be chal midin the fact that you're that the truma is chal b'machshava. That because it's chav machshava, so who cares what you said? So the emes is that there's different days in Tosfos that it could be that it is chav what you thought in your heart. As I stated in Tosfos in Erech and Daf Hei. However, there's a famous teretz of the Turi Evin, that the Turi Evin is masbir that this halacha, the truma is chav machshava, that's only said when a person wants to make an asiyas truma b'machshava. However, if he wanted to do the asiyah b'dibur, then we can't say that it's going to be chav b'machshava. So I think in this teretz of the Torah Evin, we see very clearly these two tzadim. Tehainu, that what is the pshat in the dibur? If the pshat in the dibur is just the gili ratzon, so then who cares that I try to do a dibur? But the ikar is the lev. So in truma, that the ikar, that the lev itself is able to be meichel, so who cares that I also try to be megale? Pseder, so I wasn't matzliach. But lemaisa, the lev is there. Whereas if we say that the pshat in the dibur is that the dibur is a maisa, which is meichel, then it makes sense to say that Dibur and Machshav is two different Eifanim, is two different Maises of how do you make a Chalei Safer Shashuma. So Al Kalpanim, according to this Hezber, so this is the Shaila, that if there's a Din Kalsa Kinyanai by Asiyas Shebedibur, Dehainu, then what is the gather of the Dibur? Is the Dibur a Maise which is Meichel, or is it merely a Gili Ratzon? But really it's the Ratzon which is Meichel. If this is true, so the emes is that not necessarily is every Asiya Shebedibur going to be the same halacha. It could be that by Truma it'll be one way, by Hefker it'll be a different way, by Hafar it'll be a third way. That we have to look at each Asiya Shebedibur and decide what is the Dibur doing? Is the purpose of the Dibur to be a Maisa HaMeichel, or is it merely a Gili Ratzon? So now with Lagabi the issue of Chazara, so the Gemara comes out that a person can't be Chozer after he does Hekdesh Shlach HaLamed, and the reason is because of Imasul Gavak Misras Al Hadyat. Now, factor on Akasha that Luchura that doesn't make sense. Because what are we saying when we say Amirasul Gavak Misras Al Hadyat? We're saying that it has the same koyach as a Maisa Kinyan. But factor on, why is that a reason that you shouldn't be able to be Chazer? Hare, by a Kinyan alone, if you do it la'achar lamed, so then you're able to be chayzer. Zok d'ran, then when we say amirasa l'gevara k'misrasa l'hedut, we don't really mean that it's equal to misrasa l'hedut, but really, but rather it's even better than amirasa l'hedut. In which way? Says the Ran, that it's as if you did an Amir Lehedyot, and you even said, it's Kmi Achshav Alach Alamed. And the halacha is that by Mi Achshav Alach Alamed, so that then you're not able to be Chazir. That's the answer of the Ran. The Stipler, in Simon Chav Beis, so he brings a kasha from the Sefer called Tzemach David. The Tzemach David says that if the Ran is right, that the only way that we can say that your ein chayzer is only if we say that it's mi'achshav olach alamid, then if that's the case, then I have a proof that we paskin nishtaze, that we paskin that you could be chayzer. Because says the Tzemach David, that it's mevorah and the Gemara in Erev and Daf Lamed Vav, that it's not as if you said mi'achshav olach alamid. Why? Says the Tzemach David, that when a person says mi'achshav olach alamid, it's not just that he isn't able to be chayzer, but rather there's another halacha as well. What's the other halacha? So it says the Tzemach David, the halacha is that the Kedusha is maschil now. What's the nafkamina? So he brings from the Rambam, in the Erchin Perek Vav Halacha Tes, which is really based on a Tosefta in Temura, that if a person says that something is Kodesh la'ach alamid, and he shechts it toich lamid, so the halacha is that it's mutter, because the Hekdesh wasn't yetcha. However, if a person was makdish something, me'ach shev la'ach alamid, and he shechts it betoich lamid, so the basar is asr. It has a halacha of basar hektish. Why? Because he said mi'achshav alach alamed, so the kedusha was chal, so the basar has a halacha of basar hektish. So now, with that hakdama, that whenever a person says mi'achshav alach alamed, so the hektish is maschil mi'achshav, and therefore the chavetz is neser akfar mi'achshav. So what does it say in Erev and Daf Lamed Vav? It says that if a person says that a certain kikar is going to be chulin today, but it's going to be Kaddosh tomorrow, then the halacha is that if he uses it for his Erev, it's okay, because the Iker for Erevin is that it should be Roy Bebein HaShmashos, and Bebein HaShmashos, Misofik, the Kedusha is Nacha. So, says the Tzemach David, that if we're saying that it's Mutter, that means that there's not even a little bit of Kedusha. And if there's not even a little bit of Kedusha, Akorchach, it's not as if he said Me'achshav. And Hare, we're speaking about Hekdesh. And by Hektish, the halacha is Amir Asa L'Gavaya, Kimis Asa L'Hedyet. And according to the Ran, whenever we say Amir Asa L'Gavaya, it's as if you said Mi'achshav. So if it's as if you said Mi'achshav, so then the Kedusha is Maschil. So from the fact that the Gemara wasn't bothered by this, and the Gemara says that Be'emes, it's a Suda Haru'iyo, Be'ben Hashmashos, it's Mavur, that we don't say that it's Chal Mi'achshav, or in other words, that we pass in like the Manda Omar, that she's never able to be Chazeres in a Kedusha Na'achalamit. So to answer this question, that of the Tzemach David, so the stipler. So first of all, he points out that this answer of the Ran is not the only answer that we have. That the Rashba, he asked the same question, that L'chura, that by Masira alone, the halacha is that you're chayzer. So what does the Gemara mean to answer when it says, Amir Asa L'Gavara K'Misir Asa L'Hedyot? And the Rashba says that no, that over here, when we say it's a K'Misir Asa L'Hedyot, we mean that it's a Maisa Alimta. Dainu, that it's even better than a Masira, not because it's as if you said Me'achshav, but Stam, because Amira is a Maisa Alimta. Now, what does that mean? So the stipler is Masbir, based on a comment of the Ktzois, in Reish Nun Hei Siv Katan Beis, that the Ktzois is Masbir, that in a certain way, Amira is better than a Maisa. Why? Because Hare, a Maisa, when you do a Maisa Masira, then the Maisa also needs an Amira. So it comes out that the Maisa itself doesn't have a Koyach Mitzad Atzmai, but rather it has to come on to a different Koyach in order to be Meichel. Whereas, by the Dibur is, it's all in one. It's Mineu Bei, it's one Asiya, it's one action that a person is doing that has all the Koyach together. And therefore, because it doesn't have to come on to something else, namely a different Amira, because it itself is an Amira, so therefore it's more Alim than the Masira. So, says the stipler, because we have this other option, so it could be that really this is just a Raya to the Rashba. We don't have to bring a Raya from here to the that we pass like the Manda Omar, that Eina Chazeres. However, the stipler says that he thinks that he has an answer even according to the Ran. And that is as follows. Says the stipler that we've learned that Me'achshav does two things. First of all, it makes it that you can't be Chazer. And second of all, it makes that the Kedusha is Maschal. But maybe it's Shaykh to be Mechalik between these two halachas and say that Me'achshav Bayas is only going to say that you're not able to be Chazer, but it doesn't say that the Kedusha is Maschal. where would you find a precessor for such a musuk? So the stipler brings that there's another place we speak about Be'achshav, and that is according to Rabbi Meir, the other machten davar shloba la'olam. So then it says in the Rishonim that even though you don't need to say Me'achshav, that a person can be machten even without Me'achshav, but if you say Me'achshav, so it has different halachas. However, there's a machlokes Rishonim what the halachas are. Toisus in Bav Metzia Daf Tazayin Amud Aleph. So he says that if you say Me'achshav according to Rabbi Meir, so then the halacha is that takes care of the bayah of kolsa kinyone. Zahainu, that if I did a kinyan shtar on something which is lo bala oilam, and before it's bala oilam, it's niskara hashtar. So in regular case, that would be called kolsa kinyone because there's no maise b'shas the chalais. So if you say Me'achshav, that takes care of the issue of kolsa kinyone. However, says Tosfos, when it comes to chazara, so you're still able to be chazer. Why? That until the shas hachalais, so you're always able to be chazer. And he brings that the Rashba in Kiddushin Daf Samach Gimel, so he brings B'Shem the Ramban, it says, punkt faket, that legabe chazara, so if you said Me'achshav, it takes care of the issue of chazar. However, legabe kosa kinyone, if it's niskar hashtar, according to the Ramban, so then it doesn't help, that there's still an issue of kosa kinyone. The emes is that there's a third shita, that it takes care of both. But we see in Tosfos and the Ramban, there's shaykh to be mechalik between the two. Now, so the stipler really stops there, and he says, he's mitzayin that in the Tshuva Saran, in Simen Chav Gimel, so it's mashma like the Ramban, and therefore we see that there's such a thing as being, as having a Me'achshav that's going to take care of the Chazara, without taking care of the issue of Kosa Kinyone. So now, says the stipler, that we see, B'das Haran, that there's such a thing as a Me'achshav which is only going to take care of Chazara and nothing else. So says the stipler that maybe over here, Lemaisa, he didn't say Me'achshav. But rather, what are we saying? That because there's a halacha of Amirasa Legavayak, Misrasa Lehaded, so it's as if he said Me'achshav. So Kenan Zogin, that when we say it's as if he said Me'achshav, we just mean that it's as if he said Me'achshav, Legabe Didin Chazara, because we find that sometimes we only say Me'achshav, Legabe Chazara, and not for anything else. So the stipler is Medaik this Meridik in the Ran, that the Ran says that it's as if he said Me'achshav. Kiloimar deloy matzi hadarve. So what's the claimer of the Ran? That I'm only saying Me'achshav legabe this halacha of deloy matzi hadarve. Now, we really could stop there, but I found an interesting thing that sheds light on this parish of the stipler. And that is that Reb Shimon, in Mareches HaKinyonim Simon Beis, so he wants to be masbir, the machoikus between Tosfos and the Ramban, as to, according to Reb Meir, that when you say Me'achshav, are you able to be chozer by or not? So Zok Reb Shimon, that everybody agrees that before the thing is Bala Olam, so obviously there's no Chalais Kinyan. However, that when you say Me'achshav, so that makes that it's a Maisa Gomer. Zok Reb Shimon, that what is the Shaila of Chazara? So it's a Shaila of that Osi Dibur Umavatal Dibur. That Halacha is that Osi Dibur Umavatal Dibur, but Loi Osi Dibur Umavatal Maisa. Wow, so how can a person be Chazar? Hooray, he did a Maisa over here. The Teretz is that because a person does a kinyan la'achalamid, so because it's not chal right now, so then we look at it like a dibur, and we don't look at it like a ma'isa. Dahainu, because even though it's a ma'isa, but it's not a ma'isa gomer. So now, that what differentiates between a ma'isa she'ena gomer, which has the halacha of a dibur, and therefore dibur could mevatel it, and a ma'isa gomer? Zok Reb Shimon, that is the machlokes between Tosfos and the Ran, that according to Tosfos, that the only thing which is called a ma'isa gomer is only something which has a chalais. That until this chalais, even if the ma'isa, mitzad, the physical ma'isa, is completely finished, until the chalais, that is enough of a reason that it's not considered a ma'isa gomer. Whereas, according to the Ramban, so that we don't care if there's a chalais, the fact that you have a ma'isa gomer, that is enough of a reason that you can't be chayzer, because we look at that as a ma'isa, and we say, lo yasi dibur, o mevatel ma'isa. So what do I see in this Hesber of Reb Shimon? That the inyan of the Ramban, the inyan of saying that the Me'achshav is only going to work with Gabi Chazar is really saying that when a person says Me'achshav, that it's a Maisa Gomer. So in other words, if we're saying that the Ran just means to say that it's as if he said Me'achshav, Legabe, that we say that you can be Chazar, what he's really saying is that we say Amirasa Legavaya, that makes it that it's as if it's a Maisa Gomer. So that sounds familiar, right? That's exactly what the Rashba says. So according to the Hesber of Reb Shimon, so Be'emes, there's no nafkamina between the Hesber of the Ran and the Hesber of the Rashba, that they're both saying the exact same thing. Zahainu, the Amirasa L'Gavayak, Misrasa L'Hatid, makes it that it's a Maisa Gomer. So the Gemara says that from the halacha of Bar Pada, we can appreciate Rabbi Ishiya Shaila. What do we see in Bar Pada? That when a person says, Harinatios Elu Karbon Achi Yiktitsu, so he's really saying that first of all, I want to make it Hekdish right now, and second of all, I want to make it Hekdish La'achar She'efdenu. So from that, we can learn out to the Shaila of Rabbi Ishiya, that says Rabbi Ishiya, Hanoise in Shtei Prutas Le'isha, V'omala Ba'achas Hizkash Li'hayoim, U'Ba'achas Hizkash La'achar She'erga Shayach. That a person wants to do two Maisa Kiddushins. First of all, that he wants to marry a woman now, and second of all, he wants to marry her again, Legabe this man of Achar Legerishin, after he gives her a get. So what's the issue here? So it's not so clear what's the issue. The Ran brings from the Rashba, that it's Mavor in the Rashba, what's the issue here? The Hainu, that obviously a person can make an Asiya la'achar lamed. However, that what if there's a time within that time that he won't be able to? Maybe the only time that a person can make a kiddushin la'achar lamed is only ba'ifin, that from now until the time that I want there to be a chalais, there's no hefsek in the middle that I wouldn't have been able to do it. But rather, my koyach is nimshoch from now until achar lamed. But if there's a period of time between now and later that I wouldn't be able to have this koyach, then it doesn't help me that it's bekoichi right now. And therefore, says the Rashba, so he wants to be poshut the shayla, that even though the Gemara over here doesn't answer the shayla, but from the Gemara and Ksubas, he wants to answer the shayla, because it says that if I want to be makdish, a sode, legabe this man, that after I sell it to you right now, after I buy it from you, I want to be makdashit. So it says, you can be makdashit. Says the Rashba, what do we see? That even though that there's going to be a period of time that it's not going to be bekoichi to do it, that it's enough that right now it's bekoichi, because it's right now bekoichi, I can make a hekdash lachas man, even though there's going to be a period of time that it's in your ashus, and I won't be able to be makdashit. Says the Ran, that he doesn't think that's a good raya. Why not? Because over there, so what are we saying? The fact that it's biyodah right now allows you to do a hekdesh la'achar zman, even though there's a hefsek in the middle. But over here, you're doing more than that. Over here, what do we want to say? We want to say that the fact that it's biyodah right now is going to allow you to do it afterwards, even though you're using up the biyodah, the karech that you have right now. Dainu, that why is it that I should be able to make a hekdesh la'achar zman? Because I have a karech to do it right now. But over here, I'm doing it right now. And first of all, I'm doing it right now, and also I'm doing it later. But if I'm doing it also right now, so then I'm using up my koyach of biyodai. If I'm using up my koyach of biyodai, maybe bikai gavna, so we're not going to say that my biyodai is going to help me for la'achazman. So now the stipler over here, in Simen Chav Gimel, so he brings a kasha of the Karen Ora, and he uses this kasha of the Karen Ora as a springboard to explain the gedarim of biyodai working on a davar shel b'loilim. What's the kasha of the Karen Ora? The Karen Ora says that l'chura, the tifshut of the Gemara, the fact that the Gemara wanted to be poshut from the Mishnah of Hekdish to Kiddushin, is l'chura not a good raya. Why? Because there's a difference between the two. That the halacha is that by Hekdish, so I'm able to be poshut. A person has a koyach to be poshut. And therefore, says the Karen Ora, so there was never even one second that it wasn't bekoichi to be makdishit. What was the whole issue of Horatio? That a person is doing an asiyah la'achazman, but there's going to be a period of time that it's not bekoichet to do it. Says the Karen Ora, you're right, it's not bekoichet to do it. But it's always bekoichet to bring to a matzav that he will be able to do it. Why? Even though, right, as long as it's kaddish, so I'm not able to be makdashit, but it's bekoichet to be poedit, and to once again be makdashit. So there was never a second that it was beyond my control of being makdashit. Whereas by kedushin, so it's not true. The Gemara says in Kiddushin Dav Samach Beis that Nihi de Biyodah Lagasha, Biyodah Lakacha, that even though it is Biyodah to do the Gerushin, but it's not Biyodah to do the Kiddushin again. Why, says Rashi over there? Because maybe she's not going to want. The Hainu, that we look mitzad the Baal is doing the Maisa Kiddushin, so it's not Biyodah, because we have to come on to the Ratz and the Isha. And the same is true, mitzad the Isha, that even though right now the Isha is being mitzayif, but it's also not Biyodah, because she has to come on to the Maisa of the Ish. So, Bekitzer, so there's a difference between the case of the Mishnah of being Makdish and the case of Rabbi Ishiya, and therefore affect the Karen Ora, how can the Gemara want to be poshut from the Mishnah that it's completely biyodai to do the second Asiyah, to the case of Rabbi Ishiya that it's not biyodai? So the Maaseh of the Karen Ora says that it could be that's what the Gemara means to answer. When it says that there's a difference between Pitayin Hu and Pitayin Achim, That's exactly what the Gemara means to say, that because the Isha is Kipitan Acherin, so that means to say, and therefore it's not Biyotri, and therefore there's a difference. However, the stipler says that it's Mashma, that was not the way the Ran understood the Gemara. That the Ran didn't understand it from that like that, from the fact that the Ran had Shver, that why is it called Pitan Acherin? That the Ran had Shver, that if it would be that the Halacha is that an Isha is Machne, is Atzma, the Isha is Mishtatefes, then it wouldn't be called Pitan Acherin. So therefore, the stipler doesn't want to accept the Karen Uriz, Hezber Bedaz Haran. That, parenthetically, I don't think it's so pashut that the Ran doesn't agree to the Karen Ur. Because, what does the Ran mean to say? He means to entertain the possibility that we look at the Kedushin as something which is happening between the two of them. So if we look at it, that they're being partners, and they're both doing it together, then maybe we should look at the Biyodah as also being together. And if the Biyodah is also being together, that if we look at them, they're both being Mishtativ, then it is Biyodah, and therefore it would be a Pitan Acherim. So it could be that the whole Shach V'tayah of the Ran is, should we say that she's Mishtatefes, and therefore we should say it's Biyodah. And if there would be Biyodah, then it wouldn't make sense what the Gemara says, that we don't look at the Kiddushin as a Zach, which is Biyodah. But Al-Kopanim, the stipler, didn't want to say that, and therefore the stipler wanted to look for a different answer. And his answer is also a very good answer. Says the stipler that maybe not in every situation that something is physically biyadeh to do, are we going to say the halacha klal of kol shebiyadeh lav k'mechoser maisa. So let's take a look. When do we say that kol shebiyadeh lav k'mechoser maisa? So he brings that, first of all, the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Samach Beis speaks about that the person wants to make a chalais truma on peres mechubarim, that he's not able to, but because it's biyadeh to be toilish the peres mechubarim, so we say kol shebiyadeh lav k'mechoser maisa. Another place we say is later on in the Dharam Daf Pevav, if you have a person that has a sode that belongs to him, but it's a mashkin by his friend, so and he says that he wants to be makdishit lekishi ifdeno. So we say that because that it's biyadi to be paidit, so therefore the hektish is chal, because kosh biyadi lav kamachosar maisa. So in both of these cases, so that what is the situation? We have something which be'etzem, it's right for the yasir. It's just there's a little thing which is making a problem. That be'etzem, these are peris which are right to be truma. It's just there's a problem that it can't be chal truma on something which is mechuber. Or in the case of the person being makdish his sade, so be'etzem, he owns the sade. It's his sade. It's just there's ene b'shusse because it's a mashkin, so he can take care of that problem of ene b'shusse. He brings that the Gemara in the same place in Kiddushin Daf Samach Beis, so it speaks about a person that wants to do a Maisa Kiddushin to his Shivcha. And he says that he wants to do a Maisa Kiddushin, la'achar, that he's going to be Meshachar his Shivcha. So the Gemara says that over there, Biyodah is not going to help. Even though it's Biyodah to be Meshachar his Shivcha, but over there, Biyodah is not going to help. Why not? Says the Gemara that Me'ikara Behema V'hashta Dasacheres, that that's too much. That sometimes the change between before the Asiyah and after the Asiyah, even though it was an Asiyah that he was able to do, but it's such a drastic change that Biyodah is not going to help. Says the stipler, that just like the Gemara's Mechalik, by Meikara Behema V'hashtat HaSacheres, that maybe Huadin, any time that I have to make a Kinyan Gomer. So if any time that I have to make a Kinyan Gomer, it's not going to help Biyodah, so then we can be Miyash of the Kasha of the Karanara. Because what was the Karanara's Kasha? That the person is Biyodah to be Poida the Hektish. Zok the stipler, that to be Poida Hektish is a Shinoi Gomer. Because before the Pidin, it completely does not belong to me. And the Pidin is completely being machnated into my Rishus. Because Gavna says the stipler, maybe we don't say Biyodah, and therefore there's no difference between the situation of the Mishnah and the situation of Rabbi Ishiya, because the fact that it's Biyodah is not going to be Malo and married. Says the stipler that L'chura, this Shaila of when do we say Biyodah is really a Machlokes Yishonim later on in the Masechta. The Gemara says, and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, Amar Rava, Haisa Lefanav Kikar Shehefker, V'Amar Kikar Zuhekdish, Not L'Oicha Ma'a Lefi Kula. So the Gemara says that if a person has a Kikar Shel Hefker, and he says Kikar Zuhekdish, so it's Chal the Hekdish. There's Machokis Shoshenim, why is it Chal the Hekdish? There's a person that has to own something in order to be Makdish something. So the Ran says in Okimto that we're speaking about that it was Toich Da'adamis, and therefore it belongs to him, because there's a Kinyan Da'adamis, so there's no problem of being Makdishit. However, the Rush brings the Shita of Rebbe Elazar Mimitz that says that we don't have to make an Ukimta that we're speaking about this Toch Da'al Amis, but rather that because it's Biyodit to be Zoicha, Kol Shabiyodit Lav Kamuchosar Maisa, and therefore he's able to be Makdashit. Says the stipler that l'chura, why didn't the Ran say like Rabbi Elazar emits? The Ran has to come on to win a kimto. Zog the stipler that it could be that the Ran is arguing under Rabbi Elazar emits the big hagavno. It doesn't help culture biyada lavka b'chusar ma'ase. Why? Because over here the biyada is coming to make a drastic change because it's completely changing the bailus. That b'kagavna, it's not going to help kol shel b'yadoi, and it's similar to what the Gemara says, me'ikara behema v'hashtad asacheretz. Akopanim. So the Ran by us, that according to the stipler, didn't understand, like the Karanara, that over here, that b'yadoi is not going to help, is going l'shitasai, because he disagreed with Rebbe Elazar Mitz. Zok the stipler, that what is Rebbe Elazar Mitz going to say? If, afilu b'yashine gomer, we are going to say that kol shel b'yadoi is going to help, so how are we going to understand our Gemara? Very simple. That he can understand, like the Karanara, that that's exactly what the Gemara means to say, that because Isha is Kipitu Achim, that's why that it's not considered Biyadai, and that's why we can't be punished from the Mishnah, because by the Mishnah, it's Biyadai, whereas by Kiddushin, it's not Biyadai. I want to take a couple of minutes to speak about the Ran in the Maisa Kiddushin, even though it's not critical for the Sugya, just because it's so extremely famous, so it's chaval not to speak about it. So the Ran had a question, that the Gemara said that Isha is considered a Ptua Achir. In fact, the Ran Akasha, that why do we consider a Ptua Achir? What's the gather of Ptonhu? So the Ran says that by the Hekdish, so because there wasn't 1 second, that it wasn't either in his Rishus or in Hekdish, so therefore it's that his Rishus was not Mistalik, his Koyach wasn't Mistalik. Whereas by Nisha, so it is Mistalik. In fact, the Ran, that Hare, who is the who here? Who is doing the Maisik Edition? Presumably, the Isha and the Isha. So because the Isha and the Isha together are doing the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, so there's never a second that it's not in one of those Rishus. That either it's in his Rishus, or she's in her own Rishus. And therefore, we should look at it Kepidan Hu, because we should look at the man and the woman together as doing the Ma'aseh Kiddushin. So the Ran answers this question with his famous line, that we never look at the woman as being Poyal in the Kiddushin. The lashon of the Ran is Mikavan shehi maskemes lekidushi ha'ish he mevatelus daito uratzayna umash binafsho itzal habal kedavar shel hefker v'habal machnisa l'shusay helkoch einanu donim bekidushin mitzad ha'isha ella mitzad habal ulgabe habal kibduah achirim damya. So this is what the Ran says, that the isha is not mishtatefes in the ma'aseh kiddushin, rather she's just maskemes l'das habal, and what is she doing to herself? She makes herself like a dover shel hefker. The Chayim Mitzayin that in Rashi in Kedushin Daf Mem Dalid, so his mashma not like the Ran. His mashma that there is das makne going on, and not just das of nichuso, das of being mevatelas daito. The Rashi says that the reason why we need ratzon ha'isha by Kedushin is very pashut, because we need das makne. So presumably there's a machlekes here between Rashi and the Ran, and what is the gather of the ratzon? What is the isha being mishtatefes in the Kiddushin? Is she being makne herself, or is she just being mevatelis ritzayna? But really, the kinin here, there's no hakna mitzad isha, but rather it's a kinin only mitzad the ba. Now, the Avni Miluim in Simen Mem Gimel, Sivkot and Beis, so he takes this lashon of hefker of the Ran very literally. The Avni Miluim is discussing the fact that there's no such thing as the Kiddushin for a katan. In fact, why is that true? In Kinyanim, there's a concept of das acheres makne, that even though a cotton can't be koina something, but if a gadol is makne to him, so then he is able to be koina. Machalik is shenim if it's deraisa derabanan, but l'kul yom, there's such a concept of das acheres makne. So the Avni Lulim speaks out that avada, that by kesef and shtar, it's not nogea, because by kesef and shtar, so it's the baal who's doing the maise, and the maise of a cotton is lav klum. But in fact, the Avni Lulim, what about kiddush ebiyah? That by Kiddush Bia, so we should say that even that there is a Maisa Kiddush in here, because the once he's Ben Tes, so his Bia is considered the Bia. And Mitzad the Ratzon, so we have the Ratzon of Das Acheres Makne of the Isha. So to which the Avni Miluim says that the Ran in the Darim says that there's no Das Acheres, but rather, what's she doing? She's Oysa's Atzma, Kedavar Shel Hefker. But, as the Avni Miluim, but wait a second, who says that that's going to take care of the problem? That maybe, even though she's mafkir, maybe hefker is also considered das acheres makne. So he brings a machlokes yeshayim in Bav Metzia Daf Yud Beis, that when a person is mafkir something, if it's considered das acheres makne, what's the nafkamina? That if I throw something and I mafkir something into a cotton's chotzer, so that is that considered das acheres makna? That Maisa, I didn't have kavanah to be makna to him, but rather I had kavanah to be mafkir. So the shayla machlokes Rashi Tosfos, if I'm mafkir something, if it's going to be nikten to the katan, midin das acheres makna. So Lemaisa, the Avnei Lom wants to say that in chinami, and he brings the shita mekubetzes and ksubas ayin gilmul beis b'shem Rashi Madur Kama actually has an opinion that a katan who's more than bentes can have a kiddushin deraisa with kiddushin bia. Says the Avnei Lom, what's the pshat in the shita mekubetzes that because hefker is das acheres, so even though kiddushin the isha is only mefkeres, but because of das acheres makne they're able to have a kiddushin. Parenthetically, we have to add that if Lemaise, the Avnei Lom is explaining that the Kiddushin here is coming midin das acheres makne, so what's going to be with the Kasha of the Ran? What's going to be with Kisikach velo Kisilakach? So Dafman Zogin, that the Avnei Lom means to say that because anyway Hefker is also das acheres, so when the Pasuk says Kisikach velo Kisilakach, it's obviously not speaking about the Ratzon. If it's not speaking about the Ratzin, it only means that the Asiyah should be done by the Baal, namely, if Bekesef Ishtar, the Maise, and Bibiyah, it's speaking about the Amira. However, in the Ratzin, so there's no Nafkamina in a regular case, and therefore, even if the Ratzin is Kulei from the Isha, it's also okay, because Kiikach is only speaking about the Maise, and not about the Ratzin. So that's how the Avnei Lom wants to understand the Shita Mubetzes. Parenthetically, that Rav Gustman, in the Shira in the beginning of Kiddushin, so he wants to tie in a different pshat in the Shita Mubetzes. He wants to say a chiddush there, that there's a difference between Kiddushi Biyah and Kiddushi Kesef and Shtar, the one's a Kinyan and one's a Maisa Ishus, but that's not for now. Now, the fact that the Avnei Lom understood the Ran to mean Hefker Mamish, Akde Kach, that he borrowed the Gedarim of the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos in Bav Metzia, which is speaking about Emes Hefker, is be Emes Apli and Skova. Because how is it shaykh to say that the Ran means emes hefker over here? Hare, the halacha is that hefker has to be that l'kol ha'olam kuloi. Machlokes b'sol b'shamayev hefker l'aniyim. Over here, this isha, to whom is she being mafker herself? Only to one person. In Gidrei hefker, it has no value that such a thing is not considered a maisa hefker. And it's shver to say that the Ran means to say an emes hefker of Gidrei choshe mishpat. So if the Ran doesn't mean emes hefker, so what does he mean? It could be that the Ran means something else entirely. When a person opens up Maseches Kiddushin, so the Mishnah tells us Haisha Niknes B'Shoisha Drachim, that the Gemara, the Mishnah calls a Maseches Kiddushin a Kinyan. So everybody understands that this is problematic. That how can we call a Kiddushin a Kinyan? Hare, a husband doesn't own his wife for anything. There's no Momenistika Kinyanim that a husband has in his wife. So the emes is that Rav Chaim Shulevitz was Medayik in the Rashi in Kiddushin Dav Dalid, that there's a Havmin in the Gemara over there that a woman could give the money in case of kiddushin to the husband and not the opposite. So Zok Rashi that kevan the kesef ovid ishus, so mali nasanhu mali nasnahi, that the klal of kiddushin is the kesef ovid ishus. So Rav Chaim Shulevitz understood that what does Rashi mean to say that be'emes is that the kinyan of the kiddushin, the chalais of the kiddushin is not a kinyan like we spoke out, but rather it's a chalais ishus narvas. So it's a gzeres hakasuv that it calls it a kinyan. So what does that mean? So that means that lemaskana, that we look at it that a person, that the husband should pretend that he's buying his wife, and the wife should have a das makna as if she's being makna herself to her husband. And what happens when a baal has rotzon kinyan and isha has rotzon lahaknois? What happens is not kinyan and not lahaknois, but rather what happens is ishus. That is how Rashi understood that the Gzeres HaKosov of Kinyan, that is coming to tell you that it's coming to tell you that you have to have Das Koine and Das Makne. I think the Ran was coming to address the same problem. That what does it mean when we say that an Isha is Niknes? Hare, she's not the Emes Niknes. So the Ran, so he didn't even want to say that a person should pretend that there's a Koine and a Makne over here. And therefore he said that Lemaise, because Kiddushin is only Achalais Ishus, and it's not a Kinyan Amiti, so it doesn't even make sense that the Isha should have to have Das Makna. And therefore he says that no, the Isha only has to have acquiescence, but the Achalais Kiddushin is only done by the Baal. Akalpanim, I think that's what the Ran is coming to say. He's just coming to madgish the fact that the Kiddushin is not Kinyan Amiti, but rather Achalais, that the Maise Kiddushin is being Mecha. And he doesn't mean to say that she's being Mafka herself in Gidrei Hefker of Chosha Mishpat. Now, is there any nafkamina between Rashi and the Ran? The Rashi says that there's das makna here, and the Isha says that there's only das haskama. Maybe yes, maybe not. Davin Miluim in Simin Chav Zayin, Sivkot Vav, so he wants to say a very big nafkamina, that based on this Ran, because the Ran says that the Isha is not being Mishtatefes in the Maisa Kiddushin, so the Avni Lo wants to say a Chiddush that you don't have to have Edus Lekiyam Hadavar and the Ratzon HaIsha. What's going to be the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina of the Avni Lo is that there's a halacha that the Isha has to understand that the Baal said an Amira of Kiddushin. When he says Hariat Mekudeshesli, she has to understand those words. So what's going to be, says the Avni Lo, if the Edim, they didn't know if the woman understood the language that the husband was saying, but only afterwards it was Nisbar. The Hainu that Bishas Maise, there was no Edus Lekiyam Hadavar if there was Ratzon HaIsha or not. So says the Avni Luan that from the Ran we can say that because the Ratzon HaIsha is not being Mishtatefes in the Kiddushin, but rather she's just being Mafkaris HaSatzma, so therefore you don't need Edus Lekiyam Hadavar and the Haskama of the Isha. However, Reb Shimon, in Shabbat Yosher, Shar Zayin, Perikid Beis, so he argues. He says that Avada, even according to the Ran, even if you say that she's only doing Haskama, but this Haskama is Al-Kachach critical to the Maisa Kiddushin. What's his Raya? So he brings a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that if a person does a Kiddushin with Milveh Upruto, so it's not good. Why? Because the das of the Isha is to Makna herself for the Milveh, and the Milveh is not good. Factor of Shimon, that if the Isha is b'chala, not mishtatefes, so who cares what the Isha is thinking about? L'maise, she's mefkeres asasma. And who's doing the Kiddushin here? Who's doing the Kiddushin is the Baal. So it's enough that the Baal is going to think about the Pruto. Zokt Reb Shimon, we see from here that even if the Isha is only being maskemes, but this haskoma is an integral part of the Maise Kiddushin. And therefore, if the haskoma is for the wrong part of the Kiddushin, so that's not considered a good Kiddushin. And if the haskoma is an integral part of the Kiddushin, so that says Reb Shimon, Avad, you need Eis L'Kiyam Hadavar and that haskoma as well. Akoponim, that so there might be an afkamina of this Chiddush of the Ran. Machoikis Rashi and the Ran, is the das of the Isha das makne, or is the das of the Isha only das haskama? According to Avni Luim, it'll be nafkamina for Edus Lekiyam Hadavar, but according to Rav Shimon, alpanav, there's going to be no nafkamina between the two. In the Mishnah of Haneder Miyardei Hayam, so the Mishnah and the Gemara is pretty straightforward, but the Ran brings an interesting shaila in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has a suffix that what's going to be that if a person makes a neder la'achar lamed from the Yerushalmi Hayam, and during that interval between the time of the neder and the Shas HaChalos neder, so people switched, that there were people that were Yerda Hayam b'Shas Amira, but they weren't Yerda Hayam that Shas HaChalos neder, and vice versa. So the Yishalmi wants to be Taila this Shaila in the Machlokes Rebbe Akiva and Bishmael. The Machlokes Rebbe Akiva and Bishmael, that by an Isha that makes a Nazirus, La'achar Shatinase, that she makes a Nazirus la'achar zman, that the zman chalois ha-Nazirus is going to be when she gets married. And there's a machlokes that is her husband, when she gets married, able to be made for that neder. Why not? That the halacha is that the Baal was not made for a bekoidman. That the Baal can only be made for a neder, which the neder was done during the time after she was already married. So the question is, over here, the dibur, the amira of the neder, was before they were married. But the chalois of the neder was after they were married. Is that considered a koidman or not? So that's Machaikas Rebbe Akiva and Mishmael. And the Yerushalmi says that this question of these people that B'Shas Amira were Yardei Hayam and B'Shas Chalos Neder were not Yardei Hayam is going to be dependent on that Machaikas if we go Basar the Shas Amira or if we go Basar the Shas Chalos. That's what the Yerushalmi says. And the Ran says that according to the Yerushalmi, so we should pass him like Rebbe Akiva, that the halacha is that we go Basar Amira, and therefore whoever was Yerda Hayam, Bishas Amira is going to be Osir, even if Bishas Chalais, he ceased to be Yerda Hayam. So the Ran, later on in the Masechta, in Pegil and Lebez, so he has a Kasha on the Yerushalmi from the Bavli, and he wants to say that the Bavli really argues on the Yerushalmi. What does it say in the Bavli? That it's speaking about an Isha that asserts herself from the Brios. And the Gemara says that Baal is lav b'chal Brios, that her husband is still allowed to be nenes from her. However, says the Gemara, if afterwards she gets divorced, if afterwards she stops being her husband, so then he becomes usher because that now he's a regular person. Now he's just like all the other Brias, and he's also. Fact the Ran, that according to the Yerushalmi, so the klal is that we go by the Shas Amira. And if Bishas Amira, the Baal was not Nichlal in the Neder, so why should it be that even if afterwards he became Bechal Brias, why is he different than the person that Bishas Amira was Yerde Hayam and Bishas Chalais became not Yerde Hayam? It doesn't matter. Once you are Nichlal, either in or out, Bishas Amira, so then the things don't change. So because of this kasha, so the Ran wants to say that the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi, and therefore he says the halacha lemaise, that just like we see that in the halacha of Baal Bechal Brias, that even a person that Bishas Amira was not going to Nichlal afterwards becomes Nichlal, so the halacha is that he's Nesar. Why? Because the Das B'nai Adam is that whoever is going to be Mashma in my Neder at any time is also Nichlal in the Isser. So now, in Vosgate, the Machlekes between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, according to the Ran, that it would seem that the way the Ran understands, the Bavli makes a lot of sense. The Lamaisa, who cares what's the Shas, the Iker Shas Aneder? That you're right. That Legabi the Halacha of Ein Habal Mefer Bekoidmin, so we want to know that when's it called the Iker's man of the Neder. But Legabi, who's Nichla on the Neder? Why should it make a difference that who is Nichla on the Neder Bishas Amira? Lamaisa, that if afterwards you become one of these people that I had in mind to be Aser, so why shouldn't you be Nichla in the Iser? It would seem that the Yerushalmi says that the Chalois HaIser is totally in the Divrei HaNeder. That whenever is the Iker Shas, Divrei HaNeder, that is Koveya, the people which are Nichla in the Chalois. It could be that this question is dependent on that the big Chakir that we've mentioned many times in the Geder of Ratzon for Nidarm. The Hainu, that we've said a Machlekes Abishonim, Machlekes Achronim, that does a person have to have das for the Chaloisa Isser, or it could be that he doesn't have to have das for the Chaloisa Isser, it's enough that he has das to make a Divrei HaNeder. That even if he didn't know that there was going to be a Chaloisa Isser, it was an Asmachto V'chadoima, but nevertheless, because he had Kavana for the Divrei HaNeder, so that's enough, the Divrei HaNeder Achal, and therefore the Chaloisa Neder happens Me'eluv. It could be that that is the Machlekes over here between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi according to the Ran. Dahainu, that the Yerushalmi holds that the Iker of the Neder is that a person has to have Kavana for the Divrei HaNeder. Once he has Kavana for the Divrei HaNeder, that is what Asers. So it doesn't matter what a person had in mind, who a person would have wanted to Aser. Lemaise, once a person makes the Divrei HaNeder has a mind of its own. That's the Pshat in the Yerushalmi. However, the Bavli disagrees. The Bavli, according to the Ran, would hold that a person is asering the chafotzim with his own ratzon, and therefore, ba'ofen that it's mistabe that a person would want to aser, so the chalais could in fact bichal. Now, lemaise, the Torah in Siman Reish Yud Zayin, he brings down the Yerushalmi, and the Karban Nisano in Perek Yud Aleph, Siman Aleph Ois Shin. So he asks that astirin Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch is mitzayin the Torah, that brings the Yerushalmi, and at the same time, the Shulchan Aruch also paskins the halacha that in the case of Baal Lav Bechal Brias, that Bishas Neder, he is Mutter, and La'achar Shet is Garish, so he becomes also, in fact, the Karban Nisano, the L'chura, it's a stira. The Or Sameach, in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Ches, so he gives a different answer to the Kasha of the Ran, and it could be that that's really the source of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, they didn't want to go on to this the chiddush of the Ran that is really a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Rav Meir Simcha wants to say that the pshat in the Bavli is very simple. That when the Gemara says the Baal is lav b'chal brias, it doesn't mean that Baal is lav b'chal brias. It just means to say that the Baal lemaise is mutter. Why is the Baal lemaise mutter? Because when the Baal is nenes from the isha, so he's being nene mikoyach shibud. That whatever that she's obligated to give him different hanois, and therefore that's not called being nene, that's called taking his shibud. And therefore, lemaise, the koinim is not chal in the Baal. The Gemara doesn't mean to say that he's mamish not b'chal brias, that we should apply the reasoning of the Yerushalmi, that a person is not nichla in the lashon of the neder, so that heter is going to remain even if afterwards that he should be nichla in the iser. Therefore, says Rav Meir Simcha, that the emes is that there's no hechruch to say that there's a stira between the Bavli and the Shami, and it could be that that is the reasoning of the Torah that wasn't that didn't even bring the Ran down, and the reasoning of the Shulchan Aruch that didn't feel that there was a stira between these two halachas. Okay, in the Mishnah of Hanoidir Meshchoya Herosh, so the Gemara says that speaking about Gvarim, because She'ein Nikroin Shchoya Herosh Ela Anoshim, my timer Anoshim Zimnim Demchasi Rishayu, the Zimnim Demegalu Rishayu. So we heard Taisvis in Dibur Hamascha Anoshim, so he has a question. It's not so clear what the question is in the Ezra Hadar Gemara, so they bring the Girsa of the Teferis Domesha, that he says that he was Garius as follows, that the Afa Gav Deiki Isser Lelech Begili Rosh. So that's the Tosefis of the Kasha. But the answer is certainly in all of the editions. So the answer is the Tosefis Mikol Makom Kame Pa'amim Megalon Roshon V'gam Mutarin Legalois Be'akrai Be'alma. So it's Mavor and Tosefis. The Mashmaya says that it's Mutar Be'akrai to be Lelech Begili Rosh. It's Mashma from Tosefis that to go Be'kvias Begili Rosh is an Iser Gomer. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Bey Sivav. So the lesson of the Shulchan Aruch is that Osir Lelech becomes Kufa, Velo Yelech Da'alamas Begilei Rosh. So the Adafraim and other Paiskim over there are Medayik, that from the fact that he says Isir by Kamas Kufa, and he only says Velo Yelech when it speaks to Gilei Rosh, it's Mashma that there's no Isir Gomer to go Begilei Rosh, even if he's going Bedalamas, and Bistimas Advarim, it's Mashma Afilo Bekvias. So Lemaise, B'midas Chasidus, so the Magen Avraham over there says that there's a Midas Chasidus even less than Arba Amas. And the Magen Avraham in the Simen Tzadik Aleph says that even that Da'al Amas itself is itself also only a Midas Chasidus, but not a Choyva Gemura. The Goin in Simen Ches, so he's Marich with a lot of Rayas, that Medina, that really it's Mutter even to make a Brocha B'Gilei Rosh. That the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tzadik Aleph, so he brings an opinion that it's also to make B'Himasker Shem Shemayim B'Gilei Rosh. He also brings an opinion that it's also to come into a Beis Knesses B'Gilei Rosh. But the Goyin says that the Pashas is Nishazeh, that the Pashas that's only Amir's Chasidus, but it's Mutter. And one of his rayas is from our Sugya. So far we have that Alpidina it should be Mutter, and there's a raya from our Sugya, and the Tosfos is Mashma Nishtazeh. The Taz in Simen Ches, so he has a famous Chiddush. So he says that Bezman Hazeh, there's an issue of going Begilei Rosh, and that is the issue of B'chukuseim Lo Seilechu. The Lashon of the Taz is She'choyku Achshav Ben Hagoyim She'oisen Kein Tamid. He's speaking about being Megala Roshon. She'tekev She'yoshvin Parkin Me'aleim Es HaKoyva. So that's why the Taz wants to say that Bezman Hazeh, even though Bezman Chazal, it could be that there was Rayas that it's Mutter, but Bezman Hazeh, so things have changed, and therefore it's also Medina for the din of B'chukosayim. Ramesha, in Orachayim Chelag Dala Simen Beis, so he says the Pashtos Bezman Hazeh, so there's no such issue of B'chukosayim Lo Selechu, because it's Pashto Tabar that the reason why the Goyim are going Begilei Rosh is not because they have any Choyk, like the Lashon of Taz was, but rather just Stam because it's more convenient for them. So according to Ramesha, it comes out that the reasoning of the Taz does not apply, so it's Chazor Adin that it's only a Midas Chasidus not to go Begilei Rosh. But Ramesha, many places can say that the Ramesha is Nishtazeh Bezman Hazeh. Why is that? Because the Ramesha, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin 9 Dalad Beis that says that B'Shas Hashmad, a person is Mechuyu to Yemoyser Nefesh and Arkas HaDumasana. What's Arkas HaDumasana? There's a certain way the Jewish people would tie their shoes, that they had certain kind of shoelaces. So there's a machlokes yishonim. What was the issue of the Arkas HaDumasana? So the Rif says that it was forbidden for them to wear the clothing, the Arkas HaDumasana of the Goyim, that because that was Goyish clothes. The Yad Ramah says that what he means is that there's an Israel of B'chukuseim Lo Seilechu. So what do we see from here? That if there be any certain style of dress that is clearly goyish, that even if it's not, even the reason why it's goyish is not specifically because of their religion. The mere fact that it's a goyish way of dressing, that's enough to be nichlal in the Isser of B'chukuseim Lo Seilechu. Lemaise, Rashi, so he adds something when he discusses the concept of Arkas at the Misana, he writes that Kevan Shiesh Tzad Yahadus Badavar, V'derach Yisrael Lios Tznuim. And Lemaise, the Maharik, in Shoresh Peches. So he brings this Rashi, and he says that Avada, that if there's no difference, if there's no specific reason why the Jewish people are doing differently than the Goyim, then there's no chiyuv for them to stay in their own fashion of clothing. That only if there's a reason why something is Jewish and something is not Jewish, b'kai gavna. So over there we're going to say that there's b'chukosem lo selechu to dress in the non-Jewish way. Al kopanim nachzor l'didan in the inyan of wearing a kisei rosh. So avada. So there is something Jewish about wearing a yarmulke. It's not stam that we wear yarmulkes in order to be different, but rather there's an inyan that the Gemara says in Shabbos that afilo b'ketanim that wearing a kisei rosh is something which brings yiras shemayim. The Taz over there, so he brings the lashon of the Mara Nevuchim in Chelek Gimel Siman Nun Beis, that the derech of Talmid Chachamim is always to be mechaser Hashem, that they never go begili rosh. That because they want to have some kind of hefsek between their heads and the Shechina, because they feel not right to be megula tachas the Shechina, that's why they want to cover it. So avada, so there's an issue here of something, it's a Jewish thing to wear yarmulke, it's not stam something they were doing, and therefore that bizman hazeh, that anybody who is Nichlal b'chlal Yisrael, anybody that believes in Torah Neshamayim, so his minig is to go b'kisei reish. So it's a very chomer thing to go without kisei reish, because that going b'gilei reish is something which is not stam goyish, but rather it's a reason why it's goyish, because it's a person that doesn't want to take on the Yiddish minig of something which is kvod hashchina. So therefore, b'zman hazeh, a lot of places can say that there's makom lachshosh, that there's an iser gomer of a b'chusem lo selechu, because it's the goyish way of dress to go begili reish, and therefore a person should never be mekel with such a thing. This is going to have also nafkaminos for what the Gemara talks about ketanim, that the Gemara says b'ketanim that li'oila miglu, so it's mashma that there's no mitzvah chinuch. So that's true b'zman chazal. So when the adults were sometimes yes, sometimes no, so then b'seder, so there's no mitzvah chinuch as such a thing. But if b'zman hazeh, it's a chiyuv gomer by an adult, so who adin that there's a mitzvah chinuch by ketanim. That the Gemara says by noshim that they're li'olam mechaser rishayu. So there's an interesting discussion here that the Be'er Sheva in Siman Yud Ches, so he wants to bring a raya from Aras Sugya to ask for Sheitlach, because if we want to have Sheitlach, then why shouldn't he be called Shchaya Reish? They're just like men, because they see hair, so then it's called Shchaya Reish. So it should be the same thing by women. He wants to bring a raya that it's an obligation of a woman to wear a techel and not to wear a sheitel. So Lemaise, in the Tshuva Miyava, Simen Memeches, so first of all, he says that there's no raya here for the halacha. All we can bring a raya from our sugya is that the midig bizman chazal was that they would always wear a techloch. But to say that there's an obligation of such a thing, that there's an iser to do otherwise, you can't bring a raya from the Gemara. Moreover, so he wants to put it in the face of the Be'er Sheva, that he brings that in the Rambam, in the Daran Perek Tes, halacha yates, so he speaks out very clearly that that's only in the case that the minig, when a person says Shchei HaReish, so he's only speaking about Gevarim. But if a place would have a minig that they refer to women in such a way as well, then women are also Nichlal in the Isser. So, Frech the Tshuva Miyava, what kind of place is this? Why on earth should anybody be calling women Shchei HaReish? Al-Karchuk says Tshuva Miyava, we're talking about a place that the minig of the Noshe is to wear Sheitloch. And therefore, Adrabba, from the Rambam, we can bring a Raya Lister, that theoretically it's mutter to wear Sheitloch.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.